What's up, Lagos, baby? You're listening to your number one station for today.
Minutes past the hour of 10. Lagos, Nigeria, Africa, and the rest of the world. How do you do? we're taught many years ago. And that's one thing I used to question as a little boy. One day, my English teacher spoke to me. He said, Collins, hey, good to see you. How do you do? And I said, I'm fine. He said, no, that's not how to respond to that comment. So in English, when they say, how do you do? You say, how do you do? But I don't understand that. I feel it's rude. At least Asa. But you know, the African in me would always want to respond to every question. In fact, I want to ask one question back, except for that. I don't know if Andrea had that experience too. Is that how you were you ever told to respond, how do you do? How
absolutely,
do you do?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. That's the correct response to how do you do?
I was arguing with the person. I said, how do you do? How do you do? How? How do you do? Who's Andrew? Who? So, Lagos, how do you do? I'm sure you'll say, how do you do there? Some people will still say, fine. Good morning. It's a feel-good morning, and it's a feel-good radio. Real conversation, real radio for real people.
That's right. That's what we do on What's Up, Lagos. And today, I know you missed Family Talk. Today we're bringing Family Talk back.
It's back in the building.
But first of all, Lagos, do let us know how you're feeling this morning.
Very necessary.
We care about you.
We do.
We absolutely care about you. So we're here asking you to tell us how you're feeling this morning. What is going on in your area? Mm-hmm. Is it tensed up? Are you stalking traffic? Yeah. What exactly is happening to you? Do you want to share personal stories with us? Do you want us to know, you know,
What's going on, right? We understand what it means to live in Lagos.
That's right.
We understand what it means to survive and go about your business, whatever it is you do in Lagos. We understand the meaning of that because we live in Lagos. We do our business in Lagos. We know what it means. a city filled with activities and happenings every day. You'll be yelling.
Yes. For some people that don't understand what that means, it means you'll be surprised.
Yes, great. I mean, you could see a Yoruba friend of yours to tell you. I mean, sometimes I anglicize the Yoruba. I could say you are unwoloful.
You know? What do you mean by unwoloful?
Unwoloful. Someone is not wulo is unwoloful. Unwoloful.
Wait, I don't understand.
Wulo.
Wulo means useful,
yes.
Right? Then unuseful, that is unwoloful.
Yes.
Okay.
So sometimes,
right, I get it.
When I use these words, don't laugh. It's not like I just want to blend. You know, we are a blend of many things. We're
a blend
of who we are, language, our people, and everything, and that which we have imbibed by virtue of our interactions. So, you know, I like to blend that from time to time. So, yes. Hope you're having a good time. Hope you are being wooloful to your partners and people around you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, if you look at it, yeah, there's nothing wrong.
Okay.
If you want to
blend them, right?
Blend them. because how we get some of the English words we have today was probably coined from a Greek word.
Yes.
Or a French word.
Yeah.
You know, so...
I mean, people say beaucoup. Even in pidgin. Pidgin has French words.
Okay.
Et beaucoup.
Beaucoup,
that is
okay. Beaucoup means plenty
in French, yeah.
Yes, and then when I see people say, you see that in beaucoup,
yeah,
so it, beaucoup. It means it plenty,
and they're using the same meaning in French. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong to mix you around English on Wolofool, you know. Oh, this guy is very Wolofool to me,
and now I know why they call you prof. Okay.
Oh my!
Welcome, Lagos.
But kids, don't take that to the schools. You cannot pass your exam.
That in school.
Yeah, please don't say. Uncle Colin said it. Unwonderful. No, it's bad English, right? But it's just the Colin Stecker way of saying things sometimes. Guys, Andrea.
Yes.
Have fun.
How was
your night?
Collins, you want us to talk about that?
I mean,
I actually don't know how I slept. We got back home after a very long day.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're very tired.
Very, very.
And we crashed. We knocked out. I mean, we just...
Passed out.
And we slept around 6.
Yep.
Because guess when we woke up? Past 10.
That's right. And you stepped out of the room feeling like it was...
Was it a daybreak?
It's 10 o'clock. No, it's not 10. It's 5.
Oh, my
it's 5
God. Like, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe that I slept that long.
No, you needed it. When the body needs rest, you've got to. I mean, for the past weeks, I mean, I know the work you put in. Wake up very early in the morning. Ensure that the boy is taken care of. And ensure that we all get sent and leave in time. And also get to face the traffic on the road. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I just cannot, you know, commend you enough. I mean, I actually did understand what it meant to be a woman after you give birth and after all what you went through and what you have to do every day.
Uh-huh.
And I also understand better when sometimes Femi Obong Daniels would say that, you know, kids are just so very, very unfair. I now totally understand. Because they don't care whether
don't
you put
care.
In all your energy.
They don't care.
You just have to do what you have to do.
That's right.
Maybe that's what gives mothers the sense of ownership. That even when their child is grown and is an adult, the ones who get married, they're like, you know what I went through with this child?
Yeah.
For that reason alone, I think people should give mothers some accolades.
I mean, that's why we have several Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Which reminds me. I think on Sunday.
Yeah.
It's Mother's Day. I'm not sure. But I think,
on Sunday. We have one of the Mother's Days to celebrate. You know?
Right.
And that's it.
Thank you that you're saying that. I mean, it's sweet hearing.
All right, great. Great, fantastic. So I'm getting a lot of messages and comments about the unwoolofulness, woolofulness. Whether today we get people to mix their language with English and see how it sounds. And if that sounds good, man, we can put them in the dictionary. We just need to write them and get it back. So, guys, great. I mean, it feels good. Our conversation today on Family Talk is more or less like taking stock of what we've done in the last 1 year, how we've survived with the pandemic changing our lives.
That's right. That's right. Most especially how it has affected children, school. Yeah. Most especially how it has affected students, basically. We hear that they've resumed. Because of the pandemic, children were more or less doing the homeschooling, the virtual classes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I don't know how parents felt during that time. I mean, my baby was still a baby.
Yeah.
Very, very much a baby. So I didn't exactly experience getting to teach him classwork and schoolwork and things like that. So parents who were able to do these things, or parents who did these things during the lockdown, where children were not expected to resume classes, they had to do it at home. Parents, how did you cope? How did you cope? And now that the children are resumed, how do you feel about it? Do you miss having your children at home? You know, do you miss having to teach them yourselves? Because somehow, I think that's the pandemic exposed some schools.
Yeah.
They just, you know, write assignments and give to them, and you're wondering, and we have paid this and that and that. And I see what this child is still learning, and I get to teach them myself, and, you know, it exposed a lot of things. And it brought some parents to thinking, instead of me taking this child to school, how about I just homeschool this child?
Uh-huh.
And instead of me going ahead and paying millions or thousands of nairas you know, in a school, and then something I can still teach my child at home, right? That is for some children, for some parents who have the opportunity or the chance to teach their children by themselves. So even if you don't have the chance, you could call a teacher at home and have you, that teacher teach your child at home, right? So, I mean, let's hear from you, parents.
Yes, we'll get into that full effect before some people say, ah, no, they have to socialize, they have to go to school. We'll make this a conversation one day. We'll put everything down.
And say, okay, homeschooling.
I'm not saying, we're not trying to question what has been there, even though it's indirectly doing so. We're just trying to look at it. Like, if the pandemic came and it showed us that we might need, at some point in our lives, get to resort to virtual learning and homeschooling in some form because we can't determine. What if there's another pandemic? I mean, this is not done with anyways. So, I mean, if we have to do that, so would you resort to in homeschooling as against regular?
I think some schools have programs for children who, parents, right, who will prefer their children to school from home, and parents who will prefer their children to go to the school premises. You know, I think there are schools who have such programs. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about today.
Not at all, Lagos. First, let's take a trip around the city and find out what's going on. I heard one news, which we read just a while ago, and it sweet my heart small.
Okay.
And, you know, I wanted to say, okay, I hope the government will follow through. They talked about warning people not to haphazardly construct anyhow. You know, anyway, see space, you pre-build
build
shop.
House, you build shop. You know. You put container.
Uh-huh, things like that. But then again, before you come out and just say don't, so what is it? I remember some time ago, I mean, governments would actually create space for these people.
Yeah.
Because it's their livelihood. Okay. It's just like telling people don't hawk in traffic. Even some negotiators will go against that and say, no, please,
traffic. Okay.
I've bought things in traffic that have changed my life.
Yeah.
You know when you are thirsty in the traffic and you need water? I mean, even the water in your car is probably hot already. Yes, just examples like that. So sometimes we need to create space before you say they should not do.
Now, let me come in there, right? I remember some years ago, I was doing reporting on the market structure and why we still have marketers who are on the road.
Yeah.
Market sellers on the road selling things. Meanwhile, the government has built or constructed a marketplace for them.
Yeah.
So asking one of the traders, she said the place that was provided for them, they don't usually get customers.
So people don't come there.
People don't come there.
Right.
That they were there for a while, but they noticed that since they moved, market was not moving as much as they would want it to. So they had to go back to where they were, and that's where they were seeing the customers coming to buy and see them. You know, so that could also be a challenge.
So that means before the government gets to say, don't construct, don't do that, maybe they have to look at to the people, the generality of ourselves, all of us in Lagos, say, look, instead of going to purchase stuff for those who are selling in on the roadside and still complaining about it later, all those people that are just on the road, who are those buying from them?
From them.
If they weren't selling, they won't be there.
That's right.
Why not insist on guys, say, please go to the right market, let everyone go there and buy? I think steps like this would help decongest Lagos, especially the roads. There's some roads now, half of the roads have been taken over by activities, different activities. And it's just unfair for a mega city. you didn't seem to see, that didn't sit well with you, like Lagos. Is Lagos not a mega city?
It is a mega city.
Mega as in how? What makes it mega?
A lot of things.
Lagos.
If it is not mega, why would people leave their cities and say, now Lagos, I won't come. Because I won't make them for Lagos. It's a mega city. Let's leave it like that.
Yes, there are activities here. Mm-hmm. What are the definitions of a mega city? What exactly would you say this is a city? In fact,
is that what
if you look at the indices of what makes a city, I don't think Lagos can come and say they're a city. Apart from the fact that we have our feels, a vibe, the activities, you know, that are different and unique to us. You know, but that's a conversation for yet another day. So Lagos, let's find out what's happening in your neighborhood.
0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, do call 01465. 7190.
The phone lines have been jamming and buzzing. We'll go to the lines on WhatsApp. You can send the message to 0809, or let me do the 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Now, don't go and be answering Mega City or all that. All this one, I just know my gist. Our main focus right now is to hear from you. What exactly is happening in your neighborhood? Is there anything you've observed that you'd like to talk to us about? What's the traffic situation like in your Lungu?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to talk to us about that? Is there anything that the government needs to hear? No, whenever I hear the government, that's why people come and complain. No, please. Is there anything that the public in general, including everyone that has to listen to, that you'd like to share? Go ahead and let us know. Use the platforms on social media, Nigeria Info FM, and that's on Facebook, and that's on Twitter, I beg your pardon. On Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, and the same for YouTube. I'll take you to
Lagos. Hello?
Hello?
What's up, what's up, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
We're not sharing that, so is it cheers to life?
Cheers to life. That's going to share the rice, man. Share the beef. Share the yawa. Share the gari glosser.
Oh, my God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Blessed, wonderful. Just borrow me the word to use to describe this pool.
Fantabulous. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Wonderful. Amazing.
Good morning. You have Chukwuebuka on the line from Shebolu.
Oh, great to have you, Chukwuebuka.
Colleagues, Andrea, have you thought of this name, Olani? Mm-hmm.
Have I thought of what?
This name, Olani.
Olani.
You know what it means in Igbo language now?
No.
Olani is a Yoruba name.
Okay,
okay, what does it mean, please?
It means a wasteful person.
Ah.
Olani.
Is that what it means?
When you were mixing languages
Okay, so how did you mix that? You know, I explained my own. You have to explain your own.
Olani is a Yoruba name.
Yes. So where did Igbo come in? Huh?
As in, wealth has... what is it called? Has pride or something, you know?
In
Igbo language, uh-huh. He is just a wasteful person.
Oh, that's how that same sound of the Olani, something
Olani,
like that. Okay,
he's just a wasteful person, a useless person.
Oh, I see. That's what it means in Igbo.
No, he's saying that.
Oh, he says that's what it means in Igbo.
That if you speak Igbo and it sounds like Olani. Which Igbo? Igbo from where?
Allow him to explain himself.
You're an Igbo. Yeah, are you not from Igbo State anymore?
Yes, I am.
Now, that is Olani. Olani.
Oh, okay.
That is a useless person.
Yes. What he's trying to say is in Yoruba land, uh-huh. Right? Olani means a different thing.
Okay.
But in Igbo land, Olani means a different thing.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, it means a different thing in Igbo language.
I totally get it now. Thank you so much. And I'm sure I wasn't the only one.
I won't forget to give kudos to our mothers, women. I mean, you know, men, respect women.
Yeah.
Respect women, I beg.
Mm.
I mean, if you want to respect women, go to the labor world. I mean, just stay there and then nobody will tell you to respect women.
That's right.
I tell
That's
you.
Right.
Mm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Chukwuebuka, for that energy to kickstart. It feel good radio.
Right. Let's see. What's up?
Messages, right, coming in.
Yeah, messages coming in. He's saying, hi, guys. I love you guys. You make me happy. Today is wonderful.
That today is wonderful, okay? I swear.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. Oh. Yes. Hi, how you doing?
Peace.
Your name is?
Peace.
Oh, peace.
Yes.
How are you?
I'd like to shout out to you guys. I also want to ask something.
Okay.
Yes, I have not gotten down my prize.
Eh? Price again. Yes. All right, someone yes, get I... someone please get PC's number so we can get that fixed. Peace, thank you so much. Peace is the teenager that called in and played and won. That's true. I remember you, Peace. So they'll get your number now. And thank you so much. Appreciate you for that. Appreciate you. I mean, the energy is coming really, really, really inspiring me.
Hello.
What's up, Lego?
What's up?
Yes. 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 Yes.
It was a shady day.
Cheers to life.
Okay.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Colin, or better still, Uncle.
Okay, Uncle. Okay, yes, Andre and Colin.
Okay.
Uncle.
Uncle.
Okay. Uncle. Google say Uncle.
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 Uncle. That's not bad. Maybe we should add that to our hashtags. Uncle. All right.
Tell me Waziri once again.
Tell me Waziri, my good friend.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, Auntie Andrea.
I'm not your auntie. I'm not. All right?
And I'm not your star, please.
Let's leave
I'm
it calling. To Andrea, okay?
Anyways, okay, this morning, I really have nothing to report about.
Okay.
But how are you feeling?
Sorry, I didn't get you.
I was asking, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great.
Okay.
I'm feeling good.
That's right.
At least yesterday we didn't have light at all, but this morning I'm so happy. It's like the heat is terrible nowadays.
It is well.
But so
all right.
It is well. Thank you. Thank you
so much, Tommy Waziri.
What's up?
Yes.
Okay. Who else do we have?
We have to go on a break in a matter of minutes, seconds, if you like.
Okay.
Can we squeeze one more? I think we can.
All right.
Okay.
What's up, Lega?
What's up?
Yes. Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Andre, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I want to, in fact, I'm very grateful I'm alive. I'm very, very grateful for life.
Yes,
for me. Thank God for life. Mm. I know that's the way they call in. When I try, they do, what do they call them? This 10,000 naira with you now. Honestly,
just
money,
a minute.
I beg, just a minute.
I think Friday.
Is that every Friday, you're sure of playing. Just a minute. But we have our food game today, so you'll be cooking.
All right.
Live, so you can play that and win 5K to cook soup or whatever you want to cook. Yeah, I know.
It is well.
I tried fire yesterday, knowing fully well so nobody play. At least my mother go pick the money from Sandra and so another person just boycott me.
Don't worry. Today is a blessed day. Today is a day of opportunities, and I believe you are made to win. You believe
Amen.
That? Great.
Amen.
So thank you so much for calling.
All right. Feel good music there, Fireboy. Peruzzi featuring Fireboy, Southie Love. Amazing song.
I love it.
Do you?
I love it. I mean, this is the vibe. And the message of the song, you know, talking to those who have distant love. And some will just be watching us and say, I wish my baby was just here with me. You know, that's a song dedicated to all of you who are not with your partners right now and you're thinking, oh, Collins, Andre, don't make me feel this way. You can fly, you know?
distance relationships, another conversation I think we're going to have.
One of these days.
Yeah.
Because things happen in between. Some people just wait for distance to be in between the relationship for them to spoil it. But that's not our topic for today, no doubt.
That's right. Welcome, Lagos. This is Nigeria Info 99.3, and you're hanging out with the Techers on WhatsApp, Lagos.
Absolutely. So we are set to take you through our main conversation today. But before we do that, we want you to listen to this message.
Yes.
It's the feel of Lagos, bringing conversations to you. Real life conversations you can relate to.
When the elephants are fighting, they say
the grass could suffer. We were that grass and the chop to survive all.
Exactly. Touching the core of family issues. Love itself cannot die. But you know, when you have the definition of love as an emotion, then you can think that love can die.
If you have gone to a point where you don't send your children anyhow, you can say anything anyhow, I think that's dangerous. I think I don't like. If you talk to me with that way, I'll be angry. And yeah, we all need to be tech savvy on Techie Talk.
It's fun time on radio.
With games you would love to be a part of.
This is Happy Radio.
For happy people.
This is Lagos.
Join Andrea, Oduobi Teke, and Collins Teke on What's Up Lagos.
What's Up Lagos?
Every weekday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Trust me, it's radio that heals.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Well, welcome back. We had to. So, I mean, our guys put that together, and when I listened to it, I was like, this is dope. Shout out to Best Bad Weight and the entire team for making sure that I saw. If you liked it, I'm sure you'll be hearing that more often on the show. You know, it's good to always capture moments on the show, and I'll bring them back in a form of promo. All right, guys, it's at 10:35, and we're back, and we're ready to get into our main family talk for today.
Yes, and on today's edition of the Family Talk Show, we'll be discussing one of the major changes that happened during the pandemic, especially how it affected children, how it affected schools, and also how it affected parenting. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we tried to find out, highlight the changes caused by the pandemic, like you mentioned, and we'll also survey if parents like the idea of going back to classes, even with the pandemic still in. With the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Moving all around there, because the NCDC hasn't stopped reporting the numbers, and we all know, all right? And that's what we're talking about, and also finding out if your kids have resumed, and for those who are students who have resumed, how's the experience going? How far now? What are you happening? What's happening in school? Mm-hmm. I remember speaking to one of the students. She said, we're just there. Nothing's happening. It's as if we're just here and all. And I really like to know what the experience has been like.
That's right. And then we also want to know, have you gone to your child's school? Do you know if they're taking heed to the COVID-19 protocols? Uh-huh. Do they have their hand sanitizer in classrooms? Are your children with their face mask? Basically, let's know if that, you know, what are your concerns as well? Mm-hmm. And how was it for you when your children were, you know, at home during the lockdown? Mm-hmm. Did you feel pressured? Were you, I don't know, I can't even imagine how parents must have, especially those who have more than one child, mm-hmm. maybe more than two children. Mm-hmm. You have like five children, and maybe they're all just in maybe primary school.
How no, did five you children in primary school?
It's possible.
How?
It's very possible.
Every year? Okay, that's true. It's possible.
It's very possible.
It is possible.
It's very, very possible. I mean,
2 years gap.
Different classes. Yeah, 2 years gaps. You know, different classes, but you know, all of them are still in primary school.
Oh,
or maybe just one in secondary school. Even if it's secondary school, maybe junior secondary school.
That would be a lot of work, man. Shout out to you. Because I know what that means. You know, I don't want to mention this person's name. They sent a message. It says, say kids are not a good idea. He said, he doesn't advise people to have kids. Say, the experience, you know, there's joy that comes with it, but the work, you've got to be ready to put in the work. You sacrifice pretty much your life to make sure that it gets done. But I won't mention the name of the person, but let's get into the conversation.
Let's hear from you, Lagos. Mm-hmm. 0700-993-993-993. The phone lines are buzzing.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that as well. 0809-597-5805.
Now, every sector of our life or every aspect of our life was affected by the pandemic.
That's right.
You know, the way we think, the way we live, the way there was a lockdown that kept people at home, and people were even almost getting drunk at home. But what I mean by that, you get drunk by boredom, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, you did social media, you got tired. I'm sure radio on Nigeria played a major role, and Nigeria Info specifically played a major role in the lives of Lagosians, even though I say it myself, during the lockdown.
Yeah.
We all know what happened during that time. It changed our lives. And one of the things is that the kids were at home throughout,
yeah.
you know, school and all that. We want to know how you managed that, and now that they've resumed, what's the difference? Are you what's it feel like? And for those who have resumed, Kilo Shala, go into school. What's going on there? Let's get to find out from you.
All right, we have someone on the line already.
Yes, we do have a number of people.
Hello. Okay.
Another.
Wow.
And another. This has to work.
Hello.
What's up, Lakers? What's up, Lakers?
Okay.
Love them right here. I be listening right here. I be listening to Teke and Andrew for years. Yeah. Oh, I know for sure. I can't shout you.
I don't know what to say. What did I say? What's up, Lagos? If I slap
you. What's up, Lagos? Take care and Andrew for yeah. You know, do you
think that if
I will do it, you say.
Do you want to go to the studio? If I lie to you, I give left hand.
Commenting, no.
I'm fine now. Thanks for the intro. It takes a lot to sing. And thank you so much for that. So who do we
have? What's your name?
Actually, you have somebody called MJ.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
MJ. My name is still Moses. Yeah, Moses Johnson.
Moses Johnson, our good friend.
Yeah.
Let's talk on the matter. Are this kid? Yeah.
Actually, talking on the matter is that too much baby during the pandemic is lack of controlling oneself. Yes,
By the way, yes, a lot of babies were made during the pandemic.
Yeah.
It was evident.
Lack of controlling oneself.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean?
Yes, it's the fact to call the cash, you know me, say make it no get sense.
Okay.
So making babies is senselessness.
Okay.
Hello,
okay. Thank you.
Moses, come and be going. Come first and be going.
I don't think he actually understood what we're talking about.
Obviously, he wasn't listening. Maybe he didn't get it clearly. Now, let me ask you a number of questions directly. First of all, have your kids resumed? What was it like having your kids at home for that period during the lockdown? And, you know, some people extended their own lockdown. Even when the government said resume, they refused.
Yeah.
What was experience like? Were you one of those that's like, God, you guys have to go. Just go. Let me have my peace.
Yeah.
And then they go for 1 week and you're like, I'm missing them already.
Yeah.
Was it that experience?
Are you concerned about the schools? Are they taking heed to the COVID-19 protocols? Are you concerned about that?
Yep.
Have you gone to your children's school to see if it is in good shape? Are you concerned as a parent?
Great. As a student, have you resumed yet? Are you in school? What's going on? What are the activities? Because we care about you, man. We just want to know what's going on with you.
I think they'll be in the classrooms right now.
Yeah, they should be in the classroom for those who are in school.
I don't think.
But those who are not, they will get across. But it depends. So you'll be sure. Okay. They're in classroom, are we? Anyways.
Moses from Chevron says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. I'm enjoying your program. It is wonderful. Great call. Colin, sweet prof, I greet you. And he says, please, I want the Lagos State Government to do something about the armed robbery activities going on by Jakande area. There used to be a police patrol van at the area, but since after the NSAS stuff, there's no more there, and I was attacked around that area recently on gunpoint around 5:50 a.m. Anytime I got to the same place, I'm always frightened. Oh, my God. You must be traumatized by that.
Yesterday's,
I'm so sorry.
Very, very sad. Yesterday, we had a conversation with a cab rider, and he was talking about his experience of that nature, even under the bridge, Jubilee Bridge in Ajah, that some guys will come on, they hit your car, and they say, oh, run on me. And then before you know it, means another sea road, or are you blind? And then they come, before you know it, they turn it into robbery scene. And I mean, they just show you gone or break your screen, and then just so he talked about it. And this thing has become a worrisome report that I think the government has to do something about it.
Yeah, sure.
Mr. Governor has, and the commissioners and stuff, if you want to fix the roads and don't let people sell on the road, which is good, but I think you need to pay more attention to security. There's a lot of breach of security around Lagos, and it's really bad. This is one of the things that say Lagos cannot be a mega city, and all these things are happening. Hey.
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How are we?
We are fine.
We are fine.
Who do we have?
Okay, this is Ada.
Oh, good to have you, Ada.
Hey, Okay, so I wanted to comment on what school was like during the
pandemic. All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, the lockdown, because we're still very much in a pandemic. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Interestingly, I really, my husband, we are not the school. We don't like school.
Mm.
You know, we just like children just going to learn briefly and coming back. So I enjoy that COVID. I just like my kids just being at home and not being bothered about going to school.
Wow.
I'm kind of like a different kind of person because...
Oh, you're not different, my love. You're not different. So, I mean, you're part of those parents who would say, I prefer homeschooling to going to the classrooms, right?
No, not like I really prefer. I like interaction. Really.
Okay.
For me, curriculum is too jam-packed.
Mm.
I'm really struggling with it, you know. I don't like the idea of the child going to school from... You go to school by 8, because you finish school by 2,
mm-hmm.
you do extra lesson and close by 4.
Yeah.
You go to another exercise.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know about that, but I'm not a fan of that.
Okay, all right.
When I went to school, ended at 2.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. we are not dollars. We are still here. We
very,
are
very bright. That's
so
nice.
This one that they will go to school and
bombard them.
You know, it's too much. And then at the end of the day, they're not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
There is so much notes, so much homework, so much everything. And when you're asking them questions, it's like they are lost. So I feel like too much. So during the pandemic, even though we're doing small, but I just like that it was.
They had time to rest. Mm. To rest their brains.
Thank you. You know, so okay. I was just happy with the that time off. It was like a
relief.
A vacation.
Okay.
All right. Great. Fantastic.
Thank you.
More stories. We just want to hear from you because. You probably never would have the opportunity to talk about these things, and there'll be a lot to talk about.
Hello.
Good. What's up, Lego?
What's up?
First time caller.
Whoa. Welcome.
Cheers to life.
Mm.
But not just to life. All right, the Techers, you're doing a very good job.
Thank you.
And not just you, Nigeria Info as a whole, you guys are great.
Thank you.
I can't do without listening to your station every day from 5 a.m.
We're glad.
5 a.m., yeah. With Sheriff, tell him to come back on time.
Let him rest now. Let him rest.
Jimmy too.
Yes.
I love his analysis for the newspaper with you.
Yes.
Anyway, let me just say this. I'm not, for the pandemic, you know, it changed a lot of things in people's life.
Uh-huh.
You know, the kids, you have them at home. You know, at times you want to sleep, you want to rest. They won't allow you to do that. But at the same time, it gives one the opportunity to really be meticulous, pay attention.
That's right.
Yes, to details about the academy.
Yeah.
And it helps a lot.
Mm.
And now that they are back in school, we also mix them. You know, it's very important if you are in a house and you don't have somebody making noise disturbing you, then you are not yet a man. you don't have a family yet.
Okay.
So you will also miss them.
Okay.
At times you'll be sleeping, especially my last kid, Obatoga, Gerard.
Okay.
He will just come to me, just touch my head. Maybe almost time I bow skodo. So he will just touch it. Daddy, there's no air again. You know, things like that, and things like that are very funny. So it makes you happy even at times when you're not in good mood.
That
tends to make you happy, pray for you, things like that.
Yeah.
So it's really good. It's really good. And the pandemic has given us opportunity to see life in another dimension.
Okay. Mm,
great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, I mean...
I like the part he mentioned that he helps him to be meticulous, to be, you know, particular
detailed,
about things,
pay attention to
mm-hmm. details, especially the school, the academics of his children,
yeah.
you understand, right? I think that's also very important.
Mm-hmm.
Many parents will be like, come, write your homework, start going to school. But you see, the period they were at home, they were able to, students should not just be at home now. Let's teach them.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start paying attention, what, you don't know this thing. your curriculum says you must have passed this level, but why is that you don't know this thing? I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. Then you start probing.
Exactly are you teaching?
Then you start paying attention to them. Like, okay, you're supposed to know this thing. What is going on?
And that's the point where some parents will just say, you know what? We are going to teach you. Bring that
by
book. Bring that book here. A for what? Apple. A for what? Apple. A for what? Anyways, guys, I think that conversation, as a follow-up to this talk today, maybe some other time, we talk about homeschooling versus sending kids to school, especially in the pandemic.
That's right.
Let's get back to the calls.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Neka.
Hi, Neka. Good to have you.
Yeah. You guys are doing well.
Thank you.
On that issue of pandemic, yes, for my own, my crew, they've resumed. They've gone. And this piece is like a mini heaven for me.
I can imagine.
Over by maybe two or three when they will come back.
Mm.
Then what it was like for me during the pandemic,
yeah,
in terms of their academics, you know, for that level, for that age where they are, because I have adolescents.
Okay.
It was easy for me to now really understand their level of understanding.
Thinking and reasoning.
Yes, real time, because you are teaching them and you are seeing the real level, not
that's
just
right.
homework.
That's right.
Mm. You're seeing it and you are able to grade them on your own.
On your own, not what the teacher will come and tell you. Yeah.
Mommy, I'm hungry. 5 minutes later, I'll finish the point. You know, and they say that you are not getting your rest, but you know, so as it has its pros, it also has its cons.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's about their safety when it comes to the school that I must confess to you, majority, I'm not speaking for all, at least let me speak for my children's school, they are doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they ensure these kids have their hands washed, they ensure the parents are using the proper face shield.
Okay.
You know, and for that age, it's very difficult to control
them with
when it comes to that, you know,
putting on their shield, so
if you do all that, then you know, look up to a higher power.
Thank you, amen.
Thank you so much.
I like that she mentioned that. I remember one day when my baby was still around, he wasn't even 9 months yet, and I went to the hospital for something. I think myself, I wasn't feeling so well.
Yeah.
And then I had my face mask, and you know, the nurse, I don't know if it was a nurse or I don't know, just walked up to me and like, why are you not covering your baby's face? I'm like, a 6 month old baby, to cover his face, do you know what a 6 month old baby would do with anything that's around their mouth? Why are you insisting that I cover his nose, right? So like she said, it's pretty difficult to control kids, especially very young kids between the age 0 to 3, to, you know, keep them covering their nose, keep them covering, and you tell them, leave it there, leave it in your mouth, don't close it, or you know, the shield on your face, and say, leave it there, don't remove it. It's difficult, right? Very, very difficult. So how do we get to keep them safe in schools during this period?
That's it. I mean, very, very necessary. And when you're saying that, I remember when you told me this, say I used to cover the nose. Has it covered what? Someone who's barely breathing his first air on earth is to cover the nose. So guys, we're trying to find out, has the pandemic promoted bonding? Was it able to, you know, have it? Of course, obviously a lot of people have been talking about how that it helped them to push their, I mean, pay attention to details.
To details when it comes to their children.
Now, working from home, hello parents who worked from home, what was it like working from home with the kids around? Were you able, did he aid productivity? I kind of like know the answer, but we need to go on a break in a moment. I think we have to go now because we have a lot to pick up there.
All right, welcome back, Lagos. It's Nigerian for 99.3. I am Andrea.
Say that again. It sounded good before you mentioned it.
What?
You said it, Nigerian for 99.3. It sounded sweet. I like it.
God, it's why you keep doing this.
Because it's something sweet. This is something sweet, you do it twice. You know? Moto. Name so sweet, you call it twice. So do it again, Nigerian for 99.3. I like to hear
it's
it.
It's Nigeria Info 99.3.
I love the sound of that, don't you?
Oh my God. Okay, guys. Lagos, Nigeria, we're talking the side effect of how the pandemic has affected students, right? Uh-huh. And the fact that they are back at school at the moment. We want to know how it affected you during the lockdown as parents, how we were able to survive basically at home with your kids. And now that they're back at school, are you concerned if the school is adhering to the COVID-19 protocols? Mm-hmm. This is very important because the pandemic we're still very much in a pandemic, even though the vaccines are deemed good and fine, ready to be.
I think the moment they announced the vaccines, and when they said the president and the vice president were already administered, and some other top government officials. By the way, why did they start with government officials? Anyway, that's by the way. And you know, when that happened, I think Nigerians just were like, okay, there's a vaccine here, so I mean, let's just move on with life normally. People did not even pay attention to, you know, social distancing and
anymore.
I mean, at all.
Okay, that's a topic for another day. I was going to say that. How many people are ready and would, you know...
If they give you a vaccine now, will you take?
Yeah.
How many people are really ready for that? I think maybe a topic for another day.
Yes, that's right. So, we have some messages.
Please go ahead.
Let's see. This person here says, what's up, Lagos? During the pandemic, what I noticed was that some teachers made good money through private teaching, more than their monthly salary. Some didn't even resume when schools reopened.
They're not ready to go back, say, for where?
Teachers' salary is too poor. Yeah, schools should try to pay teachers well as much as parents pay for school fees. I will suggest that schools should at least pay teachers one student school fees. That is, if a student should pay 80K, the school should pay the teacher's same fee. This is coming from Abiodun. He says, for me, I'm really happy school have resumed. My children are between 2 to 4 years, and it is very difficult to get them to concentrate and focus to learn compared to when they're in the four walls of a school.
Different stroke for different folks, right?
Yeah.
When he said they should pay the teacher what the school fees of the student is, I did And I'm sure everyone knows why I did the
Okay, we hear you.
It's a good morning, my neighbor. How are you doing? What's up, Lagos? That's Adedapo Aderemi on Facebook.
Okay.
I had to squeeze that in. And even Quadri Dagration. Hope I got the name right. He said, you want to advertise your school on the station. How do you come? Who do you discuss with? I'll chat you up now. I'll send you up to a marketing team so they can chat you up. You want to advertise? Come around.
All right. Oluwa Toby from Ikeja says, what's up, Lagos? I really love you guys. I really miss my neighbor's child, but I have my good rest now at night. Okay, I think he's saying that he missed the fact that his neighbor's child is not around at the moment. Maybe he's back to school. But they still love their rest.
Yeah, kids, whether your kids or just kids generally have some effects on people.
Yeah,
you know, generally.
They are adorable.
Just adorable.
Although some people would say otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm tempted to mention this person, but I don't want to do it. Anyway, I won't mention the person. In the meantime, Femi was telling us about some of the words that he uses. He said he used to use
Wooloful.
Woololess.
Oh, okay.
Woololess. You know, what I said was on Wooloful. And so he said Woololess.
Woololess means the same thing like useless.
Woololess, useless. We should put these words in the dictionary, actually. They deserve to be in the dictionary.
Okay.
Anyway. oh, boy.
Okay, let's see. We have a few more messages.
I can see a lot of him.
He says, Okay, this is Moses. Moses is trying to comment that he lost the way I read his message. Okay. Thank you for that.
All right, good. Mom, the phone lines are buzzing, really. We'll find out this because we have 5 more minutes to, you know, switch off to bring you our weekly MTM-sponsored Yellow 200.
That's right.
A guest to speak with. Yeah. You have a message that's cracking you up.
Don Ralph says, my people, it's better now that children are back in school. Their disturbance were too much. I think that one of the the reasons why parents would prefer that their children would be stay in the four walls, apart from the fact that it contains them, that is to be focused and, you know. But I also think that one of the reasons was so that they can have their peace.
Yeah,
they just want to have their peace, not be distracted. I just want my peace. I want my peace of mind. And someone's just too well. Not everybody has that patience, right, to be around children and say, sit down here, don't go there, don't touch this, stay here, read your book. You know, it's a lot of work.
I have to give kudos to working class ladies like you and many other mothers, working class mothers and fathers, mothers specifically like you, especially those who work from home. You know, these days, work from home is like part of whether you go to work or not. There's also room for work from home.
God, I remember when I was still working from home.
Yeah.
Doing the recording for, you know.
Yeah, for
you know what?
Yeah.
And hey, Jesus Christ! Then Zane was still very small, and I had to do my recording so that I can send to the company, right? And I knew what I usually do. Whenever he's watching me, I'll go, hey, just so that he can be quiet so that I can record, right? And then when I start recording, he's just quiet looking at me like, what's going on? And then when he becomes restless again, I continue, just so that he can, you know, keep quiet and watch me. And that's how I get to record 26 episodes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of work. I have to greet you and say hi. I mean, well done. Now, this lady, 3 months after she gave birth to child, her first child, this lady right here was, I mean, I don't know where you got the strength from. I mean, she, you had a, that's the time you started your series on self-discovery on YouTube.
Yeah.
And, you know, you were doing this recording, some of them off the top of your head, and you deliver seamlessly. I'm like, wow. And then all those recordings also you're doing for those paid recordings.
Yeah.
And you delivered them. Nobody would even think that this person, you know,
had a baby with no help. With no help.
And you had no help too, no that's help. Right. Because did I remember the first myself. Help we tried.
It wasn't working.
We must talk nanny. In fact, maybe that should be one of our... We'll mention like six topics here today. But let's get back to the calls before we connect with our friends from the Yellow 200, sponsored by MTN.
Hello.
Hello, top of the day to you.
Hello, top of the day to you.
Hello,
it. Hello, every day named that kingdom. Okay, holy Ada.
Holy Ada. Holy Ada.
I know, holy you are.
Oh, holy you are.
Okay.
I'm holy, you are holy. Yeah. Right, and also, right. In regards to children, I think is the most stressful responsibility for a woman. Although I passed that stage now, when I go and visit my daughter, the children will not let me rest. If I want to spend a week, I will spend 3 days. I run away. Okay. Then I use rope to tie their hand and tie their leg. That is another discipline that teacher training college teach us, that instead of beating a child, use cloth to tie their hand, tie their leg.
Okay.
So they will not move and they are afraid of that. They will be compared to be obeying you. Your simple instruction.
Okay.
Instead
all right.
of punking them on the head and shouting at them. But I'm interested to come and take your son now.
Yeah.
I'm during holidays.
Okay.
So 1 month is 300,000.
It's all right.
And tantalizer, they go for morning and evening.
Okay, no wahala. Right. Thank you
don't
so much.
Don't put the money in my account, eh?
No problem.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's hear from most of Mother Nigerians. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life.
Who are we talking to?
Hello.
Oh, boy. Do call us back, please. Hello?
What's up,
Nebukadetok.
Nebukadetok. In fact, man, don't tire.
Waiting to happen.
Hey, it is me, Collins. Where Collins there now? Collins, no, I know you're here, guys.
In a step.
Just step up.
Go ahead.
Oh, those, you can't even make me.
I remember.
Yes, you can make me more state.
Go ahead, talk to us.
We're trying to get this online, not this way. When I was reading message, like, say, like the message is one of the important parts of.
No, it's not that. There are a lot of messages, and we'll have to take them as well.
Okay, very important too. So, for these children things, remember back then when I went to Kashabut, was this last year, yes, never came. My sister speaking, children then, about how many of them? Jesus. About 3 years, three of my sisters, their children, they just left me. I was listening to program from East that time.
Okay.
They were crying. As in, I was like, is this how you people cope with children? And they will disturb you. But it's just understanding. Just give them any engagement.
Yeah.
If it's game, you know, keep them engaged, train them, teach them one or two things, and then they will leave you.
All right.
What's up,
thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ebuka. At this point, we're going on a short break to bring you the Yellow 200 sponsored program. We'll be right back. Do stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. And this is about that time that we bring to you the Yellow Top 200, right?
Right. Yellow 200. Why are they at top?
Yeah, well, they're the top 200 at the moment that we'll be talking to for the rest of this, period.
In case you don't know what the top 200 is all about, the Yellow Top 200 is all about, it's about those whose businesses, small businesses that were affected by the pandemic. Incidentally, we're talking about how the pandemic has affected our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, MTN launched a program that afforded them the opportunity to get some kind of support on how they can get delivery of empowerment tools and awareness creation opportunities. And 200 of these SMEs were selected, and they're called the Yellow 200.
That's right.
Week in, week out, we bring them here to have a conversation with them to talk about their business and the impact of this program by MTN on their lives.
And that's right. We have three of them on the line already. We have Taufik Sani.
Uh-huh.
We have Adiola Ayemi.
Okay.
We also have Michael Adedirun.
Okay.
All right. We'll be speaking to them one after the other. They'll be telling us about their businesses and how these the REF program, or what inspired them to be part of the REF program, and how it has helped them in their journey so far.
Well, let's start. Who do we start with first? Tin Taufik, who's the first to join? Let's get a find out from Taufik.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. I'm here.
Hi, good morning. How are you this morning?
I am fine. I'm doing well. How are you too?
We're fine. Thank you for asking.
Taufik.
Yes, that's me.
Now, the first thing is, let's get to know about your business. What was it about? And tell us about it, first of all. What do you do?
Yeah, Afilawa is, what we do is we beautify our African women. We ensure that they have confidence in wearing their own hair.
Okay. Yeah.
In going out even without a wig, without a scarf, to make their hair glow, to make their hair grow, and to make it shine,
Okay. Wow. So Afrilewa is about it's basically hair product, right?
Yeah, we are a self care company. We are in the two segments, both. The hair product, hair segment, and also the skin segment. We produce organic products. Okay. Organic because our materials are made of the organic materials. Let me just put it that way.
Okay.
Yes, organic sources, which are not synthetic.
Okay.
Yes, the most part of it, let me put it as simply as that, the most part of our ingredients are natural, from natural sources, essential oils.
All right. So,
we do skin products, body soap, body cream. We also have We also have lip balm. We also have hair products and all of that. Yeah.
That's so. I love the name Afrilewa. You know, a blend of Afri and Lewa, which of course
beautiful,
is beauty.
That's African French. Beauty, right?
Mm-hmm. Would you like to know more about it?
Well, I mean, we'll get to that. We'll get back to that before we end. Okay. But right now, we want to find out a number of things. One of them is,
what inspired you to register for the REF program?
Yes, I was inspired because MTN, definitely, we all know that MTN is large. MTN has had a base. I've heard that they're going to support the SMEs in Nigeria. Mm. I mean, help them in growing and all that. Wow, we saw this as an opportunity and we latched on it seriously.
Okay.
Right. Fantastic. So the program, tell us how specifically the sessions, you know, that you attended, the masterclass sessions, how they helped your business. Because apart from...
Yes, the truth is, I never knew much about Facebook advertisement. Mm-hmm. I never knew much about how to maximize Facebook for my business, you know. But these classes have been really, really helpful. Mm-hmm. Yes, and even MTN, in the classes, they help us to know how to build our Facebook page, even the groups, and how to use those tools, you know, to use those tools for growing our customer base.
Great, fantastic. So I'm going to move away from you now, even though I might come back to get your concluding thoughts, but just hang on there, because we need to move on now. We have Adeola Ayeni Obimakinde joining us also right here.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good to have you here with us.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Oh, my God.
Yes.
It feels great to hear that from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. How are you feeling this morning? How are you doing?
Excited, nervous, you know.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's hit the ground running. Tell us about what your business is. What's the name of it and how the pandemic affected you?
Okay. The name of my business is Kureti Gold Food and Groceries. Mm-hmm. When the pandemic started, it was like, are we shutting down? Because we're just starting. Mm. So, but we bless God. The pandemic affected us in logistics, basically. We couldn't serve our customers far away. So we had to, like, you know, reschedule our business plan. We had to, you know, tweak it so as to serve them. Mm-hmm. So we moved to people in the access closer to us. Right. So we stay on the mainland. Oh, sorry. We assist busy moms to do grocery shopping.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes.
That's good.
Then we package agro food products for our Nigerians in diaspora.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, great. So what led you to registering for the REF program?
Well, it's just basically to know more about business and to, you know, to just know how to make the business run smoother.
Okay.
Yes.
So how's the journey been so far?
It's been so tremendous. We appreciate God and we thank MTN, because the journey so far has opened our eyes in marketing our business more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the mouth-watering packages MTN had in stock for us has helped the ease of running the business day to day.
All right, thank you very much. Just hang on there. We'll come back to you in just a moment. We have to speak to Michael Adediro, who is the CEO of Fonuco. Are you there, Michael? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Michael Adediro. Good to have you here with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling great. And you?
Fine. Thank you for asking.
We're doing great. So, Michael, let's get into it. Others, you are among the Yellow 200, and you are selected. I'm sure they would have had a lot of applications. How do you feel to be selected among the Yellow 200? What's the feeling like?
Oh, the feeling is indescribable. It was awesome.
Okay.
I know. Awesome. We know that I got a couple of things that you guys are learning. I mean, skills, master classes, and all that. And the accelerator program, which we know is currently facilitated by Facebook, which is a global social media platform. And how much have you learned from the experts? I want to know what you've learned from the experts.
I've learned a lot from the expert that MTN brought to train us. During the MTN REST program, you know, they taught us a whole lot of things, you know, from putting structures in place for our businesses. Okay. They taught us about the opportunities in agriculture, which they call agricultural conundrum. They taught us about how to, you know, reach out to our customers, you know, through digital marketing, Facebook, Instagram, and a whole lot of things. They also taught us about due diligence, you know, as an SME. You know, so they taught us a whole lot of things, which if I should put cost on them, it should run into a million.
Wow. Wow. That's quite a lot.
That's quite, quite
a lot. A lot, a lot.
So we're going to give all of you the opportunity, no doubt, to tell us how you feel about MTN bringing you on board on this and making, giving you this so much value. But before we do that, you didn't tell us what your business specifically is about. Can you tell us a bit more about
that? Okay, great. My business is a food and nutrition concept for Nuco.
Okay.
We are into production and sales of food and nutritional products.
Okay.
We sell processed farm fresh chicken, turkey, duck meat, rabbit, gizzard, mushrooms. You know, our flagship is what we call Fonuco POS.
Wow.
Not the place where you will draw money, but pot of soup.
Hunger day.
So we set edikan corn, we set bitter leaf, ogbono soup, banga soup,
ewedu
and begiri, with assorted, you know, protein on it.
I'm making our mouth water.
All the soup you have mentioned now.
We also do what we call foodstuff outsourcing. For those that are very busy, they can't go to market. You know, we go to market for them at a very cheap, you know, price.
Wow.
Just tell us what you want, we source for the best quality product, and then we deliver to you.
All right. So tell me, how helpful do you think these sessions, helpful has it been to your business so far?
The sessions have been very helpful. Before now, I don't want to believe we have structure in place. Now, one of the problems with SMEs is that we believe we are startup, we're just growing, we put up structures later. But this training has really helped us to start putting structures in place. And has also really helped us to, you know, lay our hands on tools that we're going to be using for marketing, you know, for keeping of records, doing a whole lot of things online.
All right. Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So we're going to take your last thoughts before we move to the other side. We're going to come back to you again. But so you tell us how you can be found on social media. And if you had a message for MTN in 1 minute, what would you say?
Okay, sorry. I want to say thank you for MTN Nigeria. You guys, you can't really understand how far you've helped us. We really appreciate it. You can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Fonuco Menu.
Okay.
You can also find us on Instagram, Instagram/Fonuco Menu.
All right, great.
Our hotline also, if you want to place order online, you can reach us on 080-347-44790.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much for speaking with us. That's Michael Adediran speaking to us. He's the CEO of Fonuco and one of the Yellow 200s we're talking to today. We'll move back to Taufik. Sonny, right, Andrea?
All right, Taufik, are you there with us?
Yes, I am here.
All right, so I'll just repeat the question Collins asked earlier. So if you are going to say something to MTN Nigeria, what would you say?
The best thing I'll say now is a big thank you, because it was unexpected. I mean, and the goodies they have packaged, and which they are still unfolding one after the other.
Mm.
It's wowing us, you know, and helping us to get better and better and better in doing our business.
All right. So how can we find you? Social media?
Yes, we are on Instagram at Afrilawa. We are on Facebook, Afrilawa. We are on LinkedIn, Afrilawa.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for
speaking with us, Taufik.
Yes, we still have Adeola Ayeni with us.
Adeola, you're alive again. Let's talk. What would you tell MTN, and how can you be found on social media?
Okay, I want to say a very big thank you to MTN. The journey has been very exciting and insightful. Really appreciate them. And we can be found on Instagram at @CoretyGold_foodhub.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, on Facebook at CoretyGold.
All right. Okay. CoretyGold, like Corey, T with double E and gold, right?
Yes, yes.
Right, fantastic.
K-O-R-E-T-E-E.
G-O-L-D. Right.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for joining us again today. Oh boy, my oh my. There you go. What a conversation that was. I feel inspired listening to these young entrepreneurs or young SME, not young, of course, I don't know it. I'm not going to talk to one of them. They say, Collins, am I your mate? You know, but you know.
You can say SMEs, yeah,
this
right?
Small business owners. That, you know, just a while ago, just a year ago, they felt like the world has come to an end.
Yeah.
Because there were predictions by experts that small businesses would suffer, would crash during the pandemic. So it was a great initiative with the Yellow 200
by MTN Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, we'll go on a short break at the moment. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. Collins wants us to cook soup today.
Yes.
There's also a few social media highlights to delve into. And then we'll call the show a wrap.
That's
Do stay with us.
Stay right here.